create us because he already knows the future. He already knows the future.
And
why did Allah create us if he knew the future? What's the question in that?
Like, how does...
if he knows what we're going to do, then why
did he create us? He knows that we're going to go to hell or heaven. So,
okay. He asked a question first. I need to answer him.
Be quiet.
Need to ask him a question, all right? All right, listen up. You see, Allah creates because that is His attribute. That is His quality. He likes to create. Someone who is generous, He gives. Right? And if He doesn't give, He won't be generous. Right? So, it's like an attribute, it's like a quality that is in Allah that He creates. He does not create to punish or to harm or to do wrong. You know, He creates because this is His attribute that He creates. He creates, right? And He created many things. Created many worlds. Created many places. And hence, you know, He created for that. Now, obviously, Allah knows what's going to happen. Because time does not affect Allah. Meaning Allah does not grow old. He's not waiting for time to pass. He already knows beyond time. So He knows what happens, but His knowledge is not affecting you from doing good or bad. Right? His knowledge, you know, for example, I know you're going to fail. But just because I know you're going to fail is not making you fail. It's your own undoing that's making you fail. You know? That's the reason. So it has no effect. No effect, you know, He creates. Has no effect. Someone else has a question now? Okay, go ahead. So give you a chance. Go ahead.
Raise your hand if you have a question.
And if you don't have a question, then Maulana will have a question for you.
Okay.
My name is Shadiyar, and why can't we have catfish? It has some scales, but why can't we have it?
See, there are certain fish that are called bottom feeders. Bottom feeders are fish that are on the ground of the lakes or rivers. They eat the garbage that is in the lakes, right? And catfish is one of those type of fish.
Food.
Right? So its job is to eat garbage that's inside the ground of the river and lakes. Yeah. That's the job. That's why we don't eat it.
Do you have a question, sir?
Yeah. So my name is Sanjeev. How old is Allah?
See, he's saying how old is Allah? How old are you?
10.
Why are you 10 years old?
Because I was born 1998.
Good. When someone is born, then he has an age. If someone is not born, then he has no age. Right? And hence, Allah is not born. He says, "Qul hu Allahu ahad." What's next? Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He does not give birth, nor is he born. So someone who's not born does not have an age. Meaning he is there since, you know, since there was no time. Yes.
An apple was existing. How did he become to exist?
Okay. You see, existence. You know what is existence?
Yes.
What is existence?
Living.
Living. Like, for example, are you existing?
Yes.
Okay. You're existing, right? What's your name?
Jawad.
Jawad. Is Jawad your existence? Is your eyes your existence? Your nose, hands, feet? So what is this person that is called Jawad? Is he different from that existence that you say that you're existing? Or is it the same? Meaning you have two things inside of you. One that is your identity, the other that is your existence. Your identity is different than your existence. Your identity is what you understood of yourself. Your existence is your reality. Right? Now, when you say, like for example, you're existing, are you existing because you want to exist? Do you make yourself come into existence? Do you make yourself come into being? Okay. So now, did this world that we live in, did this come into existence by itself?
No.
No, I did decide that I want to exist now. Okay. So, if you didn't come into existence by your own will, then how did you come into existence? Okay, let's not get Allah in this. Let's say someone else made you, right? So, the one who made you, right, does he have an existence? Okay, he also exists. Are you all understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay? So he also exists. Now, his existence, did he decide to come on his own?
No.
Okay. Now, if every one of us, if everything in the universe, if everything in the universe came into existence and is depending on others, then who brought it into existence? See, if we all are in need, then there is someone that must exist who is giving and not in need. So when we say Allah, why is Allah existing? Allah is existing because His existence is necessary. Our existence is not necessary. Because once we were non-existing, and soon we will become non-existent. But Allah's existence is necessary. Understand that? I hope so.
Yeah. Who made us? Like, when you said, like, somebody made somebody else in existence.
Okay, you don't.
Who
I think
made
you know. Them? You all know Urdu, right?
Yes.
Okay. Who made
us? What do you call. Like, for example, what is the name of God in Urdu? For example, what do you say?
Allah.
Okay.
Khuda.
Yep. Right? Khuda. You all ever know what that means? You won't. Right? Now you can ask the elders. Do you know what Khuda means?
Yes.
Right?
Khuda.
No. So if they don't know, no, why would you know it? Now let me tell you what Khuda means. Right? This is a good term to describe Allah. This is a term that you use to describe Allah. Khuda is a compound of two words. Khuda. Khuda Ahmad, meaning someone who came himself. The one who came himself. The one who himself decided to come. Khuda Ahmad. Khuda. This is the name of God, meaning He's the one who came himself. No one else brought him. Everything other than Allah was brought about into existence by Allah.
How is that possible?
Huh? How is that possible?
Who?
How is Allah made himself?
That's what I'm saying.
How now, is this possible?
Okay. There's an echo here, you know, me too. The reverb, we need to turn on the reverb. Okay. It's a good question, and I think in the last answer I gave, right, I gave the answer to that. Here's the thing. In short, right, without going into much explanation, there must be someone who has existence, essentially, meaning he needs to have existence in order to give existence to others. Meaning, let's say it like this, right? We all are poor. If we all are poor, then where did we get what we have from? There must be someone who's rich, from whom all this wealth trickled down to us, right? If we all are poor, then who gave us existence? You know? That's what I'm saying. So if Allah also is in need of someone else, then it means that the one who He got it from must have existence, right? Without the need of anyone else giving him existence. Right? So whoever that is will be Allah. So the one where the buck stops, where you can say that he does not need anyone for existence, he himself gives existence, that is Allah. So the buck stops at one place, because if everyone is, for example, in need of someone else, then this existence will be non-existent. Who gave this existence? Right? There has to be one person where this buck stops and says that this is what this is the entity that doesn't need anyone to help him exist. Yes.
If the world started with one man, then how is it possible that there's so many families?
Started with Adam and Hawa, right? It's like, for example, people multiply fast. You won't know how fast it goes. How many Sayyids are there in the world today? Give me an example, right?
Like,
let's say, a lot, right? Maybe, 5 million, 10 million, let's say 10 million, right? 10 million, and you know that the history has been very unkind to those who were Sayyid. Meaning there were a lot of people who were killed and massacred. Now with all the persecution and massacres and things they went through, you see there are still about 8 to 10 million of them all over the world, right? You can say whatever the amount is. But they came from one husband and wife. They came from Ali and Fatima. So in 1,000 years, they became millions. Right? Even with all the atrocities they faced. So when we are talking about, let's say, 16,000 years from Adam and Hawa to us, and if you see all the people who are multiplying, again, you will see, that it'll make sense that we are billions. Right? You can see how it multiplies so fast.
What is Allah?
What is Allah?
Everything?
No. Good question. What is Allah? Now I'm going to ask you that question. What is Allah? One year ago, in this very house, I defined Allah. Only 1 year, and I defined what is Allah in this very house last year in this very majlis. Right? What is the definition of Allah? It's been only 1 year, right? So, what is Allah? Yes.
Allah is nothing.
He's not made of something. He's just
okay. Good, good. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but no, that's not the definition. Yeah, you had an answer. You have an answer. What is Allah? You have an answer. No, that's one of the attributes of Allah. That's one of the qualities of Allah. Yes.
Is he magic?
What?
Magic?
No.
Magic is haram, isn't it?
Spiritual.
No. You know?
I was going to say a light.
Noor, again, see, all of this, right, like him being Noor, him being creator, master, these are all qualities of Allah. That's not the definition of Allah. He's asking, what is Allah? So it means that you need to define him now. What is his definition? And again, I'll tell you this year one more time. Next year, maybe I'll ask you the same question, right? Hopefully you remember it then. What is Allah? Let me tell you one more time. How do you define Allah? Allah is defined in this way. He is that being that has every perfection in him and has no imperfection in him. Meaning, he has every sort of virtue and perfection and is void of any imperfection. So if you can find someone who has every sort of perfection in him and is void of every sort of imperfection, then that being will be Allah. No one else can fit that definition.
None.
Right? That is how you define Allah, and that is what Allah is. Okay. Now the issue, you know, what he's saying is that, all right, the doubt you might have is that, well, what about the imams? Right? They're also the same way, right? We say that they have all of perfection in them, and they're also void of imperfection. Allah made them masum, right? But the answer to that question is just in what I said. Allah has all of perfection and is void of any imperfection because of his own self. So Allah has all of perfection because of his own essence. And Ahlul Bayt have all of perfection because Allah gave it to them. So the difference between Allah and them is like the difference between the creator and the created.
Is there any imperfection in him? Imam Prophet?
The imperfection, when we are talking about imperfection, obviously they are created, so they are imperfect in their essence, obviously. You know, that itself is imperfection, right? Just because they are created. Just because they have a beginning. You know? And the fact that they are dependent. Right? But again, at the end, Allah is the creator, they are the created. You know?
When is Qiyamah gonna come? Because I heard people say that it's gonna come on a Friday.
No. Day of Judgment is going to, as Allah says, as we have in the Hadith, right? It is written when it is coming. Right? And listen to me carefully, I'll only say it once. Right? Our imams have said when the Day of Judgment is coming. They said that it is coming soon.
People say the end of the world is in 2012 because a meteor is going to hit the world. And if that's not true, people say that in a million years that the sun will become a red giant and it will explode. And I think that the world will still live for like more than a million years. So
people said many things before that, you know, and they'll happen, right? So people can be trusted, right? But, you know, Allah is the one who's trusted, right? Because when he says something, it will become true. The reason he didn't give a time for the Day of Judgment is because if you knew that it's going to come late, would you be worried about it? You're worried about it. Even though you know it's coming soon, you're not worried about it. That's another thing. You know? But, yes, that's what I'm saying, right? So even though, you know, but it is coming soon, the date is not mentioned because Allah wanted us to be ready for it.
If it's coming soon, like,
there are all these like thousands of years that have passed, and how is that like soon?
You know, again, you know, we are affected by time, so to us it seems long. Right? Allah, this is the words of the Imams, right? They said, إِنَّهُ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. He says, they see it as being far away, we see it as being nearby. You know? So it's a different of view. For example, an ant and an elephant. They both stand right next to each other, and they're looking straight ahead. And, you know, there's a rock that's only 1 inch right in front of them. The ant can see only as far as the rock. Elephant can see way beyond that. You know? And if you look at the elephant, he sees all the way out there, and the ant sees only 1 inch ahead of him. You know? So it's like that us. For example, you know, we are looking at something, you know, it's like, oh, so far away, I have to walk days to get there. And for the elephant, it's like, you know, for example, 2 steps. That's the difference, you know. Yeah, we see it as far away, you know, you're saying, oh, look at that, so far away, you know, hundreds of years, oof. And to Allah, it's like, that. Yes.
Are there any like signs of Imam Mahdi coming?
Oh yeah, I know some. The end of the world? I know.
Yes, there are signs of Imam Mahdi coming. Who knows the signs of Imam Mahdi coming? What? The Quran.
The real one.
Okay.
There will be lots of zulm.
Yes, there will be lots of dhulm. That's good.
Each man will be as powerful as 10 people.
Each man will be?
As powerful as 10 people.
Each mu'min.
Yeah.
Each mu'min will be as powerful as 10 people. That's always it.
Will Imam Mahdi rule the world when he comes?
Yes.
How long?
40 years.
40 years.
And
then what will happen after
we get right. Why can't we see Allah?
Okay. It's like, you know, you can only see things that are made up of matter. Right? Things that are made up of matter, like liquid, solids, and gas. Right? These things have certain form that you can see. Allah is not made up of matter. Right? So, something that's not made up of matter, you can't see. Like, for example, knowledge. Can you see knowledge?
No.
You can see a book.
It has knowledge.
But you can't see the knowledge you're gaining from it. Just like that, you can't see Allah. Because it's not made up of matter. Question. Yes.
What are we to Allah? Are we like dogs?
We are his creation.
Creation.
Best creation.
He loves you very much.
So many times
more than your mom compared to size.
Huh?
I'm just talking about compared to size.
Size? There's no size for him, you know?
Like, it's friendly.
Yes.
People say that 12 and mom lives in the Bermuda Triangle.
No, that's just a myth. It's a myth. Don't believe it.
What's when you die?
Myth. It's
well, I don't want to miss this, but what was the
thing? Well, there are some people who think that the last Imam lives in the Bermuda Triangles, islands. Right, you know? People go there for vacation.
But people die over there.
No. People don't die there.
How did they disappear?
No, there was one time there was an airplane that lost its navigation and it crashed into the ground in that triangle, right? Bermuda Triangle. You know, like they were, you know, the way they flew, you know, after they lost, like, for example, the navigation system, they went north, then south, then east, you know, so they went into a triangle. And by the time they did the triangle, he lost his gas and he went into the ground and died, disappeared. So now this rumor came out, the Bermuda Triangle, and if you go there, you disappear. People go there for vacation on, you know, cruise ships. You know? No, he doesn't need to hide and hunch, right? You only hide if you're afraid of being spotted, you know?
Yes.
Since no one knows his identity, you know, he's not afraid of being, you know. Okay, so yes, he's in Hajj every year.
Yes.
If you want to see the Imam, he will be in Hajj.
That's the best place to see. You can meet everyone in Hajj and then maybe you'll
Yes.
If people could see the Imams a long time ago, how come we can't see them now?
Because, here's the thing, right? Let's say everyone knows you, all your friends here know you, right? They know you because they recognize your face. And they are able to put this face with a name. What's your name again?
Say. I didn't really tell you.
Yeah, you didn't tell me your name, right? That's it. So now what happened is that they're able to put your face on a name and say, this is who you are. Now, let's say you disappear for 40 years, 50 years. And you're an old man now, let's say. And everyone, like, all these kids meet you again after 50 years. Would they be able to recognize you? Unless? Unless you tell them who you are. Listen up. So, you know, only when you say it, this is the way Imam is in hiding, not in the sense that he's hiding from people, but his identity is unknown to people now. So no one knows who he is. They can look at him, but they wouldn't know his name unless he says, I'm the Imam.
So if someone said that they were the Imam, like as a hoax, has anyone done that?
Yeah. There are always these people who do that, right? You know, you had one in Somalia, you had another one in Chicago.
Chicago.
The fact is that, you know, it's always there. But, yeah.
This is my cousin saw the Imam before.
What?
My cousin saw the Imam before.
Once and for all, let's put this into the script, right? What does that mean? If the ships are disappearing and the people are dying and they're all being oppressed. Right?
Drowning and disappearing.
It means that, you know, if we say that the Imam is living there and they're coming too close to his house, it's like you go to a rich guy's house and he has like an electrocuted fence and you come over there and you die. Why would the Imam kill anyone?
He wouldn't kill
or
anyone.
Or do anything to anyone.
He'd talk to them.
Right? Oh, wait a minute.
Is it true, like, right before the Imam died, that the Imam was supposed to come out at Hajj, and before he comes out, there will be this
a man who's who's a good man, and you will be shot or killed. And then the effort of the imam will come out.
The Hajj.
Well, what we do have, right, is, and this is, something, that you have an understanding of this, right? They said that, when the imam will call the people, the first call, there will be 313 people who will come. Many people will come. Right, this is that. There will be a first line of defenders of the imam. Just like the mu'mineen are waiting for the imam, the enemies are also waiting. So when the imam will announce himself, right away the enemies will start to kill him. And they will be the first line of defenders who will give their lives so that the imam will live. These will be the people who will be at Hajj. And they will be there waiting for the imam so that when the imam announces his arrival, they will be there to give their lives so that the imam can live and go on to do his mission. Right? And there will be those people who will be the first line of defenders of the imam, who will allow the imam to live by giving their own life. Yes?
The world is spinning so fast and the moon is spinning even faster. How come we don't see them? How come we can't feel it or see it going fast?
It has to do with the atmosphere and our
science of gravity.
Our relationship to the earth. Yes.
Me and my friend have heard that we're all special.
Wait, I can't hear you. Yeah?
Me and my friend have heard that a girl with a mustache will come and throw a stone on the imam. Yeah.
See, again. Yeah. Now let me say
Salawat. Salawat, everybody.
Allah. Alright, I'll say this much, right? About this here. You see, throughout history, the prophets came, right?
Yeah.
And they always brought the news of the next major event that's going on. Yeah. So they were, those people who came with Musa, right? Like Musa came, he announced about the coming of Jesus. When Jesus came, he announced about the coming of Muhammad. Right? And when our messenger came, he announced about, and you see all the imams, announced about the return of Imam Mahdi. When Imam Mahdi will come, he will tell us what's going to happen after him. Right? That's why we don't have many hadiths of what will happen after the Imam comes. All the hadiths are emphasizing his return. So that's the next major event that's going to happen and we are waiting for. Right? So when it happens, he will come and let us know what's coming next. Right? Otherwise, it will be assumption on our parts to assume that there will be something else that will happen.
Why did Allah create Christians? Because if they don't follow it, they'll automatically go to hell, right?
So Allah did not create Christians, right? He created human beings who became Christians. Right?
But how?
They chose to become Christians. They, whatever the reason was, right? They were duped into it, they were fooled into it. Many people accepted it as the way, this and that. But they did, Just like there are many Hindus who became Hindus, right? And so on and so forth, So they themselves made the choice. Yes.
I've read in this book that it said that you see all the planets, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, and everything, all the planets are like rocky and the land ruins. I've heard and I've read all those planets are like the ruins of Kayama, like Kayama came on them and they got all destroyed.
Where was that?
You see the planets? You see all the planets, Venus, Mercury, Mars, and everything? All of them, I read in some book that it said that
people used to live on those, but then Kayama came on those, and all the stuff got destroyed and rocks were there.
Okay, there's no proof of that.
We have 4 more minutes, guys.
4 more minutes.
It's actually a comment by all. It was recently in the news that a person, they went in just face and then they heard the Azan. And then they converted into Islam.
You know, I would believe it when I see the person himself in Islam. Right? Okay. There are many such things like that, right? These things really don't matter. But I will say this thing, right? You don't need to go to space. Yeah, but I'll tell you something, right?